All the articles you have come to love in Equimanagement magazine are now available on the Equimanagement on Audio podcast. Each article is released as its own separate episode to make them quick and easy to listen to. Just search Equimanagement on Audio on your favorite podcast player to listen to all the latest articles.
Four take-homes from the 2025 AAEP Kester NewsHour. These standout studies focused on long-term furococ abuse, head shaking, and pergolide treatment. The Kester NewsHour is a perennial favorite on the AAEP convention program, and this year's NewsHour did not disappoint. Doctors Katie Seebaugh, Carrie Finow, Lori Goodrich, and Karen Wolfsdorf led a spirited discussion of journal reports. Here are a few of the medicine literature reviews we found particularly interesting. Effects of long-term furococ abuse in horses. Horses with chronic pain problems are often put on relatively long-term furococib. In a recent study, researchers looked at blood work values for 79 horses receiving furococib for 2 to 52 months compared to 153 control horses. Most, 56% of the study horses, were receiving furococib for osteoarthritis. Ages of the furococib group averaged 19 years, compared to 15-year-old controls. Most were Arabians. The amount of time horses were on furococib during study is as follows. 2 to 4 months, 17 over 79, 22%. 5 to 11 months, 28 over 79, 35%. 12 to 24 months, 17 over 79, 22%. Longer than 24 months, 17 over 79, 22%. Overall, the blood results did not show clinically significant values for furococib-treated horses, though their total protein was higher, sodium was slightly higher, and white blood cells were slightly lower. The take-home message is that prolonged use of furococib causes minimal changes in blood work. Seebaugh emphasized the importance of asking, who are we treating when using this drug? The horse or a high-maintenance owner? Assessing head-shaking horses' pain levels at rest. Exercise or environment typically trigger trigeminal-mediated head-shaking episodes in affected horses, but a research group looked at whether these horses experience pain in between head-shaking episodes in the absence of common triggers. The study included 20 healthy horses, 20 trigeminal-mediated head-shaking horses, and 20 colic cases. Three observer groups assessed the horses' pain levels using the facial expression-based horse grimace scale. Final-year veterinary students, veterinarians with limited experience, and veterinarians with experience. Medical colic horses had the highest expression of pain, median grade 6.6. Healthy horses averaged 1.2, and the head-shaking horses averaged a 2.6 across all three observer groups. However, the experienced veterinarians scored head-shaking horses about the same as those with medical colic. Therefore, they concluded these horses are painful in between bouts of head-shaking. With this in mind, the researchers recommended owners and veterinarians carefully evaluate horse pain between head-shaking episodes, and also consider the ethics of pasture retirement. PPID, horses' long-term response to pergolide treatment. In another recent study, researchers surveyed horse owners about their satisfaction with pergolide treatment of PPID-affected horses over 14 years. They interviewed owners of 28 horses and 2 ponies every 3 months, and re-evaluated the horses annually over 14 years. The pergolide percend dose for each case ranged from 2 to 4 micrograms per kilogram orally every 24 hours. All owners reported sustained clinical improvement, but only 75% achieved normalization of endocrine test results. Inappetence was reported in 33%, even for horses that had been on pergolide for some time. 96% of owners agreed that Prescend improved their horse's quality of life, while 100% agreed the medication prolonged their horse's lifespan. There were no differences in overall survival time relative to endocrine test results for response to Prescend. Cost considerations were a factor, with 57% saying they would pay $1,000 annually for Pergolide support of their horse, whereas only 17% would pay more than $1,500 per year for treatment. Pergolide's effect on insulin dysregulation in PPID horses and ponies. Another Pergolide study looked at its effect on insulin sensitivity and postprandial insulin responses in horses with insulin dysfunction, with or without concurrent PPID. In the study, 8 horses, median age 19.5 years, had PPID and ID, while 8, median age 18, had only ID. 4 horses were placed in each group for 4 weeks and given a 4-week washout period in between treatments and evaluations. Horses receiving Pergolide were dosed at 2 micrograms per kilogram orally every 24 hours. A combined glucose insulin test checked tissue insulin sensitivity. A standard meal test with a high starch diet was used. The results showed no effect of Pergolide on tissue insulin sensitivity in any group. Pergolide might dampen insulin responses following a high starch meal in horses with PPID and ID.